Hello, everyone. This is Aaron, and welcome to a special February collaborative episode of Japan Top 10. If it's cold where you live during the month of February, then I hope you're keeping yourself warm and safe, especially if you live in Toronto like I do, because we've been experiencing some pretty extreme and, dare I say, dangerous winter weather as of late. Speaking of Toronto, our episode today is a collaboration with our dear friends at Kayokyoku Plus, which was founded by fellow Torontonian, Jay Canuck, in 2012. Stay safe out there, man. For those of you who are unaware, Kayokyoku Plus is a blog that focuses on the titular Kayokyoku, typically used to describe Japanese pop music from the 70s up until the early 1990s. Jay Canuck and his fellow writers also cover Enka, modern-day J-pop, anime songs, city pop, and much more. The writers provide insightful English language info about the songs and artists they cover, and often relate personal anecdotes about the music, typically tying it to what's going on in their lives or the world at large. Today we have picks from Kayokyoku Plus writers Jay Canuck, Joanna, Noel, Marcos, and Larry. They hail from all over the world and each bring their own perspectives to the songs that they chose. Also, two of our staff, Rekka and William, will be lending their writing skills to some guest articles on Kayokyoku Plus as part of this little collaboration. So, if you have the time and you're interested, please check those out as well. Just one quick little announcement before we get into our list. Our Listener Appreciation Month continues with premium level episodes for all of our listeners. And don't forget, you can still submit some song requests for Listener Appreciation Month regardless of if you're a Patreon donor or not. And stay tuned, if you haven't heard yet, we're giving away a free 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card. And if you're a Patreon donor, you'll also be getting additional entries to win. Eric will be giving you guys a little bit more information later on, but for now, let's get into the music. The first two songs on this list are Joanna's picks. So without further ado, at number 10, here's Akina Nakamori with Miyamori.
Number 10.
Hitomi no odoriko, ase o to, bichi na se, hirame tu, hare kazari.
Joanna Juju Bernardo hails from Portugal and loves Japanese idol music and music from the Showa era, which is the era between 1926 and 1989. Here's a few comments from Joanna about the song we just heard. When I first got into Japanese idols, I took some time to warm up to Akina, but Mia Moore was one of the first songs that made me fall in love with her, and now she's one of my favorite idols of all time. I'm Portuguese, so the title resonates with me, and the Brazilian carnival imagery also makes me think of our sibling country. The overall instrumental and lyrics always takes me to summer, which is a season of memories and happiness to me, and Akina's voice never ceases to attract me. I agree with you there, Joanna. She has quite the lovely voice, and a great pick, too. Speaking of great picks, here's Joanna's second pick, which is number 9 on our countdown. Here's Dance for Philosophy with Dance Founder from 2018.
Number 9.
Here's Joanna's comments on Dance Founder. I've become familiar with Dance for Philosophy during the past year, and they're one of the groups I long to see live. They're very 90s themed, so Dance Founder is a very groovy and nostalgic song, which always gets me tapping my foot to the rhythm, no matter how many times I listen to it. Also worth mentioning is the official music video, which takes us on a journey through the last five or so decades of music. I actually have never been introduced to Dance for Philosophy until right now, and this was an extremely groovy song that I think I might just keep on loop for the next hour or so. But before I drive you guys and myself crazy playing the same song on loop, if you haven't heard yet, Eric is going to tell you about how you can win a free 10,000 yen, that's right, 10,000 yen, Japanese iTunes gift card. Take it away, Eric.
Hey, JTop 10 Nation, do you want to win a 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card? Yes, you heard me correctly. We are giving away one free 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card. Now, that's approximately the value of 100 US dollars, which will give you access to tons of J-pop and J-rock selections on the Japanese iTunes store, along with the Japanese Music Fund exclusively on Japan's Apple Music streaming service. All you have to do is visit our friends at Apartment 507 at apartment507.com and find our Japan Top 10 logo somewhere on their site. And trust me, guys, it's not hard to find. Then you just have to visit our website at jtop10.jp/contest and submit your entry of where you found our logo on their site. Or you can text us that information at 415-371-9299 along with your first and last name. And while you're on Apartment 507's website, why not use our discount code for 5% off your purchase? Use the code JTOP10 to get 5% off your order on their website. That's JTOP10 to get 5% off your order on their website. This contest is sponsored by Apartment 507 and will close on March 10th, 2019, and we will announce the winner on a Japan Top 10 episode shortly after. For full contest rules, visit our website at jtop10.jp.
Thanks for all the info, Eric, and good luck to everyone who enters. The next two songs on this list are Noelle's picks. So coming in at number 8, we have Haruoka with Akogare no Hawaii Koro from 1948.
Number 8.
Nashioji akogare no Hawaii koro
ホテル憧れのハワイ頃
Noel Tam hails from Singapore and has spent some time visiting important places related to Enka singers in Japan, and covers those singers and places on Kayo Kyoku Plus. Here's some of Noel's comments about the song we just heard. This post-war classic by Haruo Oka was equal parts perplexing and amusing for my 14-year-old mind when I first heard it, as it was like nothing I'd ever heard before. Fast-forwarding to now, however, it's become one of my favorite songs, and it's one of Oka's biggest hits. There was even a movie made 2 years later in 1950 with the same name, featuring this very song and starring Oka himself, as well as Hibari Misora. I have to agree with you on that one, Noel. If you played me the first little bit of this song before he starts singing and asked me what country this song came from, I don't think I'd be able to tell you. It doesn't really sound Japanese, but it doesn't really sound like anything else I've ever heard. It sounds like it comes from everywhere, yet nowhere, at the same time. It's really interesting, but I do love it. For number 7 on our list, Noel has chosen a song by Hachiro Kasuga called Ano Hoshi to Kataro from 1965.
Number 7.
の窓見送る母の頬伝い転げて落ちたあの涙恋しい時は会いたい時は あの星と語ろう夜空に瞬くあの星と巧み会って遠い夢誓った友も今頃はどこかできっと見てるかな元気でやると負けずに あの星と語ろう夜空にまたたく あの星と語ろう眠った街のその上に今夜も光る一つ星おいらも一人泣くもんか
And here's what Noel has to say about her number 7 pick. During my time spent exploring Enka, Hachiro Kasuga, also known as the first Enka singer, was one of the artists I took a very strong liking to. I did get to know him through Enka, but while going through his discography, I came across many Kaio slash pop works besides just Enka, and boy did I enjoy those even more. Out of those, one of my favorites would easily be this song, Ano Hoshi to Katoro. Though not a song most know him for, even his old fans at his museum I visited had no idea what I was talking about when I brought it up. I love Ano Hoshi no Katoro for its bright melody, as well as for Kasuga's smooth and usually mellow voice becoming almost operatic at certain points. It's a unique yet underappreciated tune in Kasuga's repertoire, which is why I wanted to take this opportunity to share it via Japan Top 10. And I would like to thank you, Noelle, for putting this song on our list and exposing not only myself, but our listeners to just quite an amazing song. You like listening to podcasts, don't you? You're listening to one right now. But how would you feel being the voice on a podcast? Well, we here at Japan Top 10 are looking for some brand new hosts to join our podcast full time. So if you ever thought of applying and joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, come visit us at our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details. Coming up, we have Marco's picks. So at number 6, here's Yumiko Kitaoka with Mo Ichido Aetara from 1989.
Number 6.
Thank you.
Marcos V is from Brazil and periodically writes special selection articles for KKP, featuring a variety of choice tracks in addition to his regular posts about specific single songs. In regards to this song, Marcos has this to say. Molitido a Etera is a melancholic song that connects well with the way I perceive 1989 as the end of an era. Besides the fact that Japan was transitioning from Showa to Heisei at the time, the musical landscape was also changing a lot, with the whole market of pedestrian female idols starting to shrink in favor of new types of artists. It's a very low-key type of song, and my love for it has more to do with the melancholic melody in the chorus and the gorgeous detail-filled synth arrangement than the youthful love lyrics or Kitaoka's vocal delivery. Nevertheless, I like this special spark that not very talented singers can sometimes bring, and that's my personal view of many 80s idols. Personally, I think my love for this song stems from the fact that it is just the biggest earworm I've ever heard. Thank you, Marcos, for getting that song stuck in my head forever. For our number 5 song, Marcos has picked for us a song by Minami Kuribayashi called Precious Memories from 2003.
Number 5.
Thank you.
here's what Marcos has to say about his second song choice. I've been a fan of singer-songwriter Minami Kuribayashi since late 2006, when my best friend introduced me to Tsubasa wa Pleasure Line, one of her famous songs. But her main hit, which I discovered later, is this one, Precious Memories, the opening theme song for the Kimi ga Nozumu Eien anime series. Kuribayashi was still at the beginning of her career at the time, so her voice didn't have the strength it has nowadays. However, that's a positive feature for earlier songs like Precious Memories, because it invokes vulnerability and youthfulness, which I think are important characteristics for this type of song. I understand its appeal and respect the longevity of its message, since this feeling of longing for someone or for a time that's already gone is something everyone can relate to at some point. I can see where you're coming from. If someone with a slightly stronger voice sung this song, I don't think it would come off the same way as it did here. And I think Kuribayashi did an amazing job writing and performing this song. It's quite the typical anime bop, and I love it. Enjoying our Listener Appreciation Month? Don't forget that these are the benefits that our Patreon donors enjoy on a regular basis, starting at just a dollar a month. And just a heads up, if you join this month, you'll get up to 2 bonus entries for our 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card contest. And on that note, while you're on Apartment 507's website for the contest, don't forget you can get a 5% discount off your purchase by using the code JTOP10. That's JTOP10. Our next 2 songs are coming from Jay Canuck. So, for number 4, we have Akira Terao with Ruby no Yubiwa from 1981.
Number 4.
そして2年の月日が流れ去り街でベージュの子を 見かけると指にルビーのリングを探すのさ、あなたを失ってから。
And here are some of Jay Canuck's thoughts on Ruby no Yubiwa. Ruby no Yubiwa was my introduction to the world of city pop, my favorite genre in Kaiokyoku, years before I even became aware of the name of the genre itself. I had first heard it on one of the music ranking shows that were very popular back in the 1980s during my Toronto Japanese language school trip to Japan in the summer of 1981. And yet, I think that Ruby no Yubiwa isn't a pure city pop song like Maria Takeuchi's Plastic Love. It also mixes in that feeling of mukayo, an early genre of kaiokyoku that liked to center on the culture of bars and clubs in the big city. In any case, whenever I hear that song, I not only get that feeling of nostalgia for the summer in 1981, which really set my life afterwards, but I also imagine Terao alone in that Shinjuku hotel bar, slowly sipping back on that tumbler of old par. And now that you mention it, I could imagine myself drinking in a Shinjuku bar listening to this very sexy song. For our number three slot, Jay Canuck has chosen a song by Mondo Grosso featuring Bird called Life from 2002.
Number three.
She's the
Here are some of Jay Canuck's thoughts on the song we just heard. The tail end of the 1990s and early 2000s were a time for soul and other R&B subgenres to come to the forefront in Japanese pop music. I became aware of artists such as M-Flo and Misha, and then there was also Bird, who caught my attention immediately from her TV commercials when she had that huge afro hairdo. She also has one of the most soulful voices I've ever heard in a Japanese singer, and I think she remains as one of the most underrated singers. For this song, she collaborated with Japanese musician and producer Mondo Grosu, aka Shinichi Owasa. The song is just this groove-alicious tropical number pairing a club-friendly melody from the most irresistible Rio Parade and Bird's wonderful vocals. Summery and shimmy-friendly, Life is probably one of my favorite seasonal J-pop numbers. I'll be completely honest, when I first heard this song, I wished I was on a hot beach, drinking something out of a fruit, relaxing by the waves, instead of being ice cold in Toronto. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Next up for number two on our list, we have Larry's pick with Midori Karashima with Heibon.
Number two.
風の真ん中で右肩を下げ気味に歩く癖、嬉しそうでも辛そうでもなく、ただ少しだけ疲れて、並木道の向こうから来るバス、乗り込むあなた振り向いた、何も言わないで、何も言わないで、気づいても一度違いにしておいて、何も言わないで、
Chan lives in California and has guest blogged on Kaiokyoku Plus since 2014. Here are some of Larry's comments on Heibun. Heibun is a rare phenomenon in that it was first released as an album song and then again as a single afterwards. The lyrics are written beautifully. It is a song about a woman who, one day, accidentally spotted her ex-lover on the road while she was walking home. When he turned around, he saw her. And she was petrified and immediately put her finger across her lips, signaling him not to say anything and pretend not to recognize her. She still loves him, but she knew they'll never be together again. She'd rather be an unseen background around him, hoping he'd value the love that once was but has since disappeared. Apart from its lyrics, Midori Karashima also presented the song beautifully with a soft, sad, and somewhat indifferent tone, and at the same time showed a woman's strength. I'd like to thank Larry really quickly for that very heartfelt and in-depth analysis of the lyrics of this song. It really puts the song into perspective, and I think it means a lot more to me now knowing what the song is fully about. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and you'd like some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka, by sending her an email at rekka@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. Our Japanese translator, Miki, will now be announcing this message in Japanese for our Japanese listeners.
インディーズミュージシャンの方へお知らせです。ご自身が作った日本の曲を宣伝したいとお考えでしたら、私たちの音楽監督、デッカまでメールでご連絡ください。アドレスは recca@jtop10.jp です。recca@jtop10.jp です。メールに、ポッドキャストで取り上げてほしい曲を忘れず添付してください。
Our number one song on this list, also a pick by Larry, is a song by Akina Nakamori called Kita Wing or North Wing.
Number one.
And this is what Larry has to say about Kita Wing. I consider North Wing to be Akina Nakamori's breakthrough song in terms of maturity of her voice. When I listen to her songs prior to this, I think her voice is still in the process of maturing. But at the time of North Wing, in my opinion, Akina's voice has completely matured. She has developed her style, and I saw a lot of confidence in her live performances. The song's opening is especially impressive, with notes that would not leave my mind. It has held me captive since the very beginning. It's also refreshing to see North Wing break out of the usual Japanese pop song pattern of verse, pre-chorus, chorus, and instead start with the chorus. I should also mention that the song is about a young woman who left everything behind and flew to see her lover on the next flight. It's clearly implied that her destination is San Francisco, the area where I live. It just makes the song extra special to me. Larry makes a good point. I like seeing irregular songwriting structures in my songs as well. And what better way to make your song catchy than to start with the chorus, which is arguably the most memorable part of any song. And this song is nothing if not memorable. And that brings us to the end of our February special collaborative episode with Kayo Kyoku Plus. Thanks again to writers Jay Canuck, Joanna, Noel, Marcos, and Larry for giving us some amazing songs to listen to this episode. Be sure to head on over to Kayo Kyoku Plus and give these people some love. Also, while you're there, you can check out Rekka and William as they write their own little blog posts on Kayo Kyoku Plus. We are also very excited to announce that there will be new Japan Top 10 Cultures episodes coming very soon. There will be a Cultures episode about Japanese sweets that'll be hosted by Eric and myself, and will be released exclusively to our Patreon donors. Not to worry if you aren't a member, though, you will be able to listen to the episode eventually. And our Cultures episode about the indie J-pop scene in the US, Japan, and beyond will be available to everyone, Patreon or not, and will be featuring interviews and songs from past indie spotlight artists. Also, our next Artist of the Month episode will be coming out on March 1st, and will feature our translator Miki's favorite artist of all time. Who do you think it could be? Our Listener Appreciation Month will continue with a fantastic episode lineup, so don't forget to join our contest if you haven't done so already for a chance to win a 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card, and submit your song requests. This has been Aaron from Japan Top 10. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Japan Top 10.